Hi there, welcome to this week's episode of The Secret Podcast. So today I'm going to be talking about how I manifested being ignored without even realizing it. Oh my gosh. And that's the title for today. I was manifesting being ignored without realizing it. Okay, I'll dive right in. A few days ago, I sent what I felt was a thoughtful text message to someone I care about. It's the kind where, you know, you take time to choose your words because you're reaching out with deep intention. 3 days later, crickets. I didn't hear back, not one word. Now, here's the embarrassing part. I caught myself checking my phone approximately 47 times in those 3 days, and probably more, actually. Even worse, I found myself coming up with stories in my head. Was she mad at me? Did I say something wrong? Should I follow up? My brain was having a full Olympics-level gymnastics routine over an unreturned text. Meanwhile, I had important work to do, work that lights me up. Instead, I was giving my precious energy to someone else's non-response. I'd forgotten one of the most vital truths about manifesting. My attention is the most valuable resource I own. Wherever your attention goes, your energy follows. And wherever your energy goes, you're essentially saying, yes, more of this, please, to the universe. So when you're obsessing over an unreturned text, you're literally asking for more situations where you feel ignored and unimportant. When you're replaying that subtle dig your partner made about your new haircut, you're magnetizing more of those criticisms. When you're spiraling about why that person doesn't value you, you're energetically confirming that you don't value yourself. Eek! So I took one healing breath. So here's what I did. I took one healing breath of focus and I asked myself, what do I want to magnetize today? What do I want to create? The answer arose almost instantly. I want to write and create something that helps at least one person reclaim their energy. So I closed the text thread, put my phone face down on the desk, and got back to doing the work I'm here to do. That unreturned message, if you're curious, at the time of this recording, right, it still hasn't been answered. But, you know, you want to know what I went on to create instead. This little love note, this little episode from my heart to yours, I wrote 2 chapters for my new book, a client session. I worked with a client in a session that left us both buzzing with possibility and excitement. This is vibrational hygiene in action. It's a concept I developed to help my private clients protect their attention and their energy and create from their own frequency. The thing is, in life, hurt and disappointments happen. What matters is where we let our energy live afterward, and being intentional about keeping our energetic field clear so we are manifesting from our own frequency and not someone else's drama. Your wants, needs, and desires are more than just important. They are the whole point. So here's my invitation to you this week. Notice where your attention keeps getting pulled. Is it toward the noise or toward what you're actually trying to manifest? I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. So feel free to reply to the email where you might have found this podcast episode, or you can simply write a note to support@shantaniraja.com or DM me on my Instagram account at Manifest with Shantani Raja. Okay, so that's this week's episode. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I absolutely loved writing it and creating it for you, sending you so much love, so big bear hugs wherever you are. And here's to manifesting anything and everything you want.